Simon & Schuster Audio presents Deadly Decisions by Kathy Reichs. Read by Catherine Borowitz.
Her name was Emily Ann. She was 9 years old, with black ringlets, long lashes, and caramel-colored skin. Her ears were pierced with tiny gold loops. Her forehead was pierced by two slugs from a Cobra 9mm semi-automatic. It was a Saturday, and I was working by special request of my boss, Pierre Lamanche. I'd been at the lab for 4 hours, sorting badly mangled tissue, when the door to the large autopsy room opened, and Sergeant Detective Luc Claudel came striding in. Claudel and I had worked together in the past, and though he'd come to tolerate, perhaps even appreciate me, one would not infer that from his brusque manner. He glanced at the gurney in front of me, then quickly away. The detective avoided looking at my greasy gloves. "Where's Lamanche?" "It's Saturday, Monsieur Claudel. He doesn't work on Saturday." At that moment, Michel Charbonneau, Claudel's partner, stuck his head into the room. "Le cadavre est arrivé."
"What cadaver? Why were two homicide detectives at the morgue on a Saturday afternoon?"
Charbonneau was a large man with spiky hair that resembled a hedgehog's. He greeted me in English.
"Hey, Doc."
I pulled off my gloves and lowered my mask.
"What's going on?"
Claudel answered, his face tense, his eyes cheerless in the harsh fluorescent light.
"Dr. Lamanche will be here shortly. He can explain."
Claudel detested autopsies.